Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is
back. Ever let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter?
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready.
Welcome to Esprit.net News on Esprit.net Radio. Now, on this program, former President Carter suggests that he voted for Bernie Sanders during the primary. And Jordan Peele's Get Out makes history again. We'll talk about that. And elderly people should smoke pot to prevent memory loss, according to a new study. And Toyota's Land Cruiser smashes the speed record at 230 miles an hour to become the world's fastest SUV. And you know, we're in graduation season for colleges, so Harvard is to hold a separate commencement ceremony for black students. So we have that this week in court and much more. So I want to welcome you on to Esprit.net News and tell you that our calling number is area code 909-265-9189. You can call in and join the program, or if you're listening to us in the archives, you know, you can always contact us at news@soulofsyracuse.com if you have any questions or comments about the program. Now, before we go into the program, I know we had some technical difficulties in the past, but, you know, we're changing over to a new system and all of that good stuff, so I just want to tell you that if you miss anything on the program, you can always catch us on archives, and you can always go to espritradio.solasyracuse.com if you missed anything you want to catch up. Now, the NOAA said Monday that it was the wettest April on record, averaging 3.43 inches for the nation, nearly an inch above the 20th century average. Only in 1957 had more April rain than this one. Now, the records are going back to 1895, but we have, we talk about the climate change stuff all the time. Apparently, we are actually kicking butt in some records, so we are having some moments. Now, fears for the second largest ice shelf in Antarctica has researchers warning that we're almost at a point of no return. Now, what they're saying is that researchers from the Alfred Wagner Institute, they're saying that they used an ice ocean model to understand the effects of the melting water feedback cycle beneath the ice shelf, and they're saying that it's melting at a rate beyond our control. So just want to make sure we put that out there. Hey, it's in the news. Now, security researchers have discovered a flaw with Microsoft's anti-malware software that could allow hackers to infect millions of PCs globally by triggering a virus that is meant to detect. Now, one of the problems that I'm having, you know, on this Microsoft 10 Defender stuff, you know, whether you have, you know, McAfee or some other kind of antivirus, didn't want to just name them all. If you're using Defender, apparently there's something in there that can actually corrupt your system. But they found it and said that you should update your system. Microsoft rolled out an update just like a day later to actually fix that problem. So if you go back and just go to your Microsoft update, your Windows update, you can solve this problem. Now, one in a million is what they're saying. Porous has revealed its millionth 9/11. That's the car number for those guys who are not into that. And claims that more than 70% of their cars are built, which are built over, I guess, 54 years, are still on the road today. So if you have a Porsche 911, technically, their million car came out today. So, hey, I didn't get the million car, by the way, if that's what you're wondering, is why I'm doing the story. Now, crews wearing masks, bulletproof vests, and helmets remove a statue of Confederate President Jefferson Davis from New Orleans as crowds of protesters heckled them. Now, the statue of the Confederate president was removed from New Orleans on Thursday morning in the cover of darkness, but they did have a lot of people out there kind of watching this, and some people were upset and most people were happy. Just wanted to put that out there. Now, 16 children a day are hospitalized with gunshot wounds in the United States. The latest figures are revealed. Now, data from the National Database of Inpatient Stays for U.S. Children revealed that more than 5,800 under-17s were treated for firearm injuries in 2012. That amounts to more than one every hour. So the new figures come just a week after a report revealed the staggering rate of gunshot injuries amongst adults. Now, more than 50,000 people a year are hospitalized with injuries inflicted by law enforcement. That's what a study published by the Journal of American Medical Association has shown. Now, I know that's separate. This is adults. More than 50,000, these are adults, a year are hospitalized with injuries inflicted by police law enforcement. Okay, you want to go look that up. Journal of American Medical Association. Now, in Harvard, which is the nation's oldest university, organized by students, they're having a Black Commencement 2017, is what they're calling it. It will see students from across Harvard's college and graduate schools wearing African kente cloth and over their traditional robes. Although Harvard's undergraduate class has had Black commencement events in the past, this one is the first one that's open to graduate students across the university. Now, again, Harvard is the oldest institution of higher learning in America and has been, you know, I guess they've had a little controversy about their previous ties to slavery. So if you're not familiar with that, they changed their crest of Harvard University because the original founder, of course, he was a slave. Shouldn't say of course. He was a slave owner, so they changed the crest at Harvard University. Now, Harvard's not the only one who's done something. Similar ceremonies for Black students have been held at other schools in previous years, including Columbia, Stanford, Berkeley, and Temple University. Organizers say that Harvard's event is open to students and guests of any race, and that 170 students and 530 guests have already signed up. So I don't know what the date is, but they're going to have a separate. And which, again, good for them. I know there's a lot of internet conversation. I'm not going to read any of the comments, but there's a lot of comments of people talking about why they shouldn't have their own and why this looks bad and whatever to those guys. But, you know, I don't have anything to say about that. Now, while I'm at it, I just want to remind you, you're listening to Esprinet, you're listening to Esprinet News. You can call in and join us at 909-265-9189. If you're already in the chat, I just want to say hey to you and everyone that's on the line. Thanks for tuning in. We're here, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you want to check us out live. But we're always available in the archives at radio, well, EspreeRadio.soulofsyracuse.com, or you can check us out on BTR. You know, just look up Esprit Radio or put in the hashtag or however that goes. I don't know how BTR works. All right. Now, former cheerleaders who said that the Oakland Raiders stiffed them on their wage pay and paid them less than $5 an hour, they're set to get $1.25 million in their payout. Now, under an agreement, the Raider X from the 2010 through 2014 seasons will get an average of $7,500 up to $20,000 if they cheered for multiple seasons, is what the lawyers for the cheerleaders said. So there you have it. I know I did some of these stories in the past, and those ladies from not just Oakland but other teams do not get paid anything. They were the first ones to win that I know of, so we'll keep on this story and bring you out some more when we get it. Now, the American Civil Liberties Union has filed a lawsuit under federal documents that has on the botched Yemen raid that killed Navy SEALs and up to 25 civilians shortly after Donald Trump took office. Now, he reportedly approved the January 29th operation that killed Petty Officer William Ryan Owens and the civilians, including 9 children, over dinner. He was not in the Situation Room, you know, during the raid in Yemen. And as is tradition with such, you know, missions, that's where they're usually housed, at the Situation Room in the White House. But some critics have said the raid that destroyed a $70 million helicopter was launched with inadequate intelligence, ground support, and backup preparations. After concluding an internal investigation, the government released little information about the circumstances surrounding the raid, the legal or factual justifications for it, and its consequences. This is what the lawsuit states. So they are now suing. This is the American Civil Liberties Union. They're suing the Trump administration. They have a lot of problems today, but this week they're suing the Trump administration. Former President Barack Obama warned Donald Trump about hiring retired Army Lieutenant General Michael Flynn during a meeting in November 2016. Now, NBC and CNN reported this on Monday, but NBC reports that the warning came days after Trump's defeated Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton in the presidential election. Now, during that 90-minute discussion in Oval Office, President Obama did warn Trump about hiring him, and he still did. So this goes along with the other stuff that we're going to talk about with Trump, but we'll get back to that. Now, former President Barack Obama said Tuesday that he was adjusting to his post-presidency by writing a third book and learning how to make his own coffee, and by wrangling with his wife over closet space. He said, "It's true that I'm not living in the White House anymore. I actually am enjoying being in my own house," is what the president said in Milan, Italy, at a conference devoted to the intersection of food policy and technology. He said, "I can't walk around anywhere as long as I am." He said, I can walk around anywhere as long as I'm willing to take a selfie every 2 steps." He said that he was confident that the U.S. would end up embracing his view, even though the steps may be taken more slowly than they would have been if he were still in the Oval Office. The good news is that the private sector has already made a determination that the future is clean energy. Those things are locked in now into the energy sector. He said, "I actually found that I became more humble and the longer I was in office, and insisted that I also became less fearful." All right, you're listening to Esprit Net News. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more. We're going to let you listen to Deliverance. I know I didn't give you that last time, so we're going to listen to Deliverance. We'll be back after this message. Esprinet News. Now, Prince's former producer, who has claimed the unreleased recordings are fair game because he never signed a non-disclosure form. So George Ian Boxo, his former sound engineer, tried to release Deliverance EP last month before Prince's estate blocked the move. They filed a legal motion saying that the deal was tied to a remodeling of a studio, but Boxell is insisting that he has never signed anything that would restrict him from releasing the song. So a U.S. judge blocked the plan to release the new Prince music on the first anniversary of his death, and you just heard a sample of Deliverance that, you know, we purchased it before they blocked it, but you know, just for the news, I wanted to play it so that you can hear it. The estate has been ordered to pay $1 million towards the future lawsuit that will determine if Boxell had the right to release the EP Deliverance. The money will go to the auto engineer if he wins the case. So the single was released, but they did block the EP from coming out. So wanted to make sure I said that. We're not playing anything illegal on the show today. So I just wanted to make sure we did that. But, you know, just in Prince news, I thought I'd do that. I forgot to do that last show, so wanted to make sure we got it in. Now, former President Jimmy Carter suggested that he voted for Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential primary. Carter, who is a resident of Georgia, a state that went strongly for Clinton, he said that Sanders appeared together, they both appeared together on Monday at the Carter Center in Atlanta when Sanders finished talking about the growing American oligarchy. Good Lord, can't say that word. Carter smiled and said, yes, y'all see why I voted for him. So Jimmy Carter put his foot into the world of politics, and I like former President Carter. So I just want to say that for the record. Now, Senator Kamala Harris, a Democrat from California, had some blunt words for Republican lawmakers who made outrageous claims about health care last week. The guy said nobody dies because they don't have access to health care, is what Republican, I guess is Rod Labrador, the Republican from Idaho, said. And he voted for the American Health Care Act, a.k.a. Trump Care. Now, this guy, this is what Kamala Harris said, this guy, this congressman, you might as well say people don't starve because they don't have food. Harris said that during an interview on Monday. She said, what the F is that? And she didn't use the word F. But Kamala Harris, actually like Kamala Harris. So there you have it. Just a little bit more. Now, over the weekend, Jordan Peele's directorial debut, Get Out, it had a $4.5 million budget. That's all, $4.5 million. Peanuts in Hollywood standards. It surpassed $200 million worldwide at the box office this week. Now, the film, which was released in February, had grossed $173.8 million domestically and $30.5 million internationally. So Peele, who is the first black writer-director behind the $100 million debut feature, he becomes one of six black directors. See, he was the writer-director. He's the first black writer-director at $100 million. See, I had to hesitate on that because he is now one of six black directors with $200 million grossing with a $200 million grossing film under his belt. That's according to, according to everybody, but Black Film is the outfit that reported this initially. But I actually went and looked up all of this information. So the list includes F. Gary Gray. If you don't know who F. Gary Gray is, he did Friday. But his movies that were $200 million were Fate of the Furious, which is out now, and Straight Outta Compton. Nobody really knows it. That made over $200 million worldwide. Tim Story's Fantastic Four. Keenan Ivory Wayans, $200 million for Scary Movie. John Singleton, Too Fast and Too Furious. And Clark Johnson with SWAT. They've all made over $200 million. I guess that one of the things that Peele said recently was, we're at the beginning of a renaissance where people are realizing that black films can not only work at the box office, but they can work because there has been a void. So Universal Pictures recently announced that Peele's first look production agreement with the studio is that he just signed one, and the filmmaker will produce several films, including a social thriller follow-up to Get Out. Now, if you haven't seen Get Out, I'm not going to spoil it for you right now, but, you know, Kamish or Loki, if you guys want to talk about that, we will talk about Get Out, because I'm still going to talk about it a little bit in this next news story. Now, Allison Williams has come under fire on social media for performing a series of racial theme jokes on stage during Sunday night's MTV Movie and TV Awards. Now, the 29-year-old actress was in Get Out. She was the female that lured the character to her, into her world. Now, she was on stage with co-stars, a co-star of Get Out, Lil'Rel Howery. Now, Allison Williams, who is the daughter of Lion Brian Williams on MSNBC, pretended to open the skit with a flirty note, telling the co-star, "It is bittersweet to be giving away the Best Kissed Award with him, because their characters in Get Out never got to kiss." Now he responded with and looked at her kind of crazy. Then he edged away from her. He got away from her a little bit. And then she said that scenario keeps happening ever since the movie came out. And he kind of responded, "Black dudes don't mess with you." That's when the actress wondered what can get back his trust. And the sketch seemed to imply that how can she get back the trust of the black community at large? So one of her proposed solutions was to make it illegal for people to ask, "Can I cut your hair?" to black people. Then she suggested replacing George Washington's face on Mount Rushmore with Denzel Washington's face. And her third proposal consisted in saying she would try to bring Beyonce's Lemonade to Spoofy instead of the platform Tidal, which her husband Jay-Z owns. Now, it went flat. People roasted her online, amongst other things. And I want to say, again, you might need to run those jokes past somebody of color before you do stuff like that. Because technically, Get Out is a movie kind of, I mean, you can take it any way you want to. It's a thriller. It's kind of a social thriller, kind of horror movie. But Get Out is a movie about kind of about privilege. So she's saying that it would do the black community well to take Beyonce's song off of Jay-Z's platform, which is black-owned by her husband, and put it on a white platform. Would that make black people feel better? I think somebody should have told her what Spoofy was and what. It's not better, Allison, to be in white world for black people all the time. Just wanted to say that for the record. All right. Now, veteran actor Robert De Niro was speaking at a gala in his honor at the Koch Theater in New York City as they accepted the Film Society of Lincoln Center's 44th annual Chaplin Award. Now, in his acceptance speech, he laid into Donald Trump's cuts to healthcare and the arts, even referred to Trump's less than complimentary words about Meryl Streep. De Niro said that Hollywood aimed to make movies that entertained, and they were judged by the critic, the audience who would pay for them, to pay to see them, and by the awards it received. But he said that Trump and his administration, for their own divisive political purposes, had claimed that money for these all-inclusive programs go to rich liberal elites. He said that is what they now call an alternative fact, and I call BS. But he didn't use the word BS. So I want to shout out to Robert De Niro just for setting that straight on the Trump front. Now, FBI Director James Comey last week reportedly exaggerated the number of emails at the top of Clinton aide Uma Abedin's, the number that she forwarded to her husband, Anthony Weiner. Now, he said that, you know, she forwarded these classified emails, but the FBI chief told the Senate Judiciary that Abedin made a regular practice of forwarding hundreds and thousands of Clinton-related emails to Weiner, some which contain classified information. But the FBI officials have privately acknowledged that Comey's testimony was false and they're now trying to figure out how to correct the record. There was about a dozen, and they weren't classified. How do you get from hundreds and thousands to a dozen? And, you know, just like the rest of us, remember it was going to take them days and even months to look through his computer to see? They had about a dozen emails. Yikes. And everybody knows that, you know, I wasn't going to do the story because it's in regular mainstream media. Comey has been fired while he's investigating the Trump Organization. And then Trump came out and said that pretty much the investigation should be over, wrapping up soon since Comey's gone. I think this is going to be an impeachment moment, but that's kind of in the words of Nixon, "I'm not a crook." That was his moment. But if you want to check out the interview coming up, I guess it's tomorrow, with Lester Holt, Trump is going to talk about, you know, he asked Comey about was he under investigation when he met with him before he took office, or while he was in office, I guess. But we'll have to see how this pans out. We'll talk about that stuff later. Now, U.S. Ambassador to Qatar appeared to take a dig at Trump as she complained it's increasingly difficult to wake up and have to explain what happened at home. Now, Dana Shell Smith did not specify what news she was referring to when she sent her tweet just hours after after Trump dramatically fired FBI Director James Comey. So we'll have to see where that's going and see, hopefully, well, not hopefully, but see if she gets fired. But, you know, I guess if you keep lying and people are asking you overseas, then it's going to make you look shaky that you have to answer for that guy. I don't know. All right. Now, the Mormon Church has announced Thursday that it will pull as many as 185,000 older teens from the Boy Scouts of America in an effort to start its own scouting-like program next year. So if you don't know, you know, the Mormon Church has been having issues with the acceptance of gay scout leaders and all of that other stuff. So the Mormon Church actually wants to create their own Boy Scouts. I mean, it's not like they don't create other things, but we won't go into that. All right. Now, a top-seeded college lacrosse team enters the field to Trump's speech after being allowed to choose their own song. The Adelphi University men's lacrosse team in Long Island had been given the option to pick their own entrance music to the game on Tuesday, but they picked a Trump speech. I don't really have any comments on that. It just kind of seemed kind of odd. All right, now a racial discrimination lawsuit against Fox grows as two more women accuse former executive Judy Slater of making racist comments towards them. Now, I'm not going to even say their names. The two worked in the accounts payable department at Fox News, alleged that their former controller, Judy Slater, made racist comments towards them. So they're now in court. Another one at Fox. Just keep them rolling. I'm not keeping a rolling count of Fox, but it's a lot. All right, now Russia's, I guess he's their president, Vladimir Putin, shows off the Russian firepower of about 10,000 soldiers who marched through Red Square in a huge military parade to mark their victory over the Nazis. Now, the Red Square march in Moscow marks the defeat of Hitler in the Second World War, but the Russian president was using it to showcase their modern military might. They had that in about 114, 113 military vehicles and, I guess, tanks and that kind of thing. And since the weather was bad, they didn't fly the airplanes or the fighter jets that they were planning on flying. But that was their showing off in their victory military parade. That would be Putin. Now, researchers in Germany who were set to begin human rights trials later this year cured elderly, and I don't know how to get this, elderly mice of memory loss with cannabis. and they said that the drug may help delay Alzheimer's disease. So with this new study, they're saying that seniors should use cannabis. Seniors should smoke pot, I guess is the moral of that story. This is not me advocating. This is researchers in Germany. All right. Now, a Utah teenager who's 18 is arrested after filming a friend hang herself and even helping her by the rope and tells police he wanted to watch someone die. So this nut got arrested. And I don't know what's going on in the world with people, but it happened in Utah. Now, Staten Island grandmother, 69, admits to bludgeoning her 80-year-old husband to death with a crowbar as revenge for decades of domestic abuse. So Antonetta Balasari pled guilty to second-degree manslaughter on Monday for a 2014 death of her 80-year-old husband, Frank, in their home in Staten Island. Yeet. All right. Now, a serial con artist is sentenced to up to 14 years in prison for posing as a wounded U.S. Army vet to lease a BMW SUV and rent a luxury apartment in the financial district. Now, Jeremy Wilson, 43, was sentenced to 7 to 14 years in prison in the Manhattan Supreme Court on Monday as he pretended to be a U.S. Army veteran so he could lease a BMW and rent an apartment. He wanted to get it for free because technically you can lease a BMW and get an apartment. All right, on that note, let's go to the phone lines. I just want to bring in the commiss. I know it's a little late on this. Hey, commiss, how you doing? I try not to bring you in on mean stories. That's what it is. I had to skip the craziness. I've learned my lesson from doing that as I'm in the middle of crazy stories going, hey, let's bring in the commiss. You're like, I got nothing. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know,
I didn't get a text or anything, so I thought, let me just call and see what happens. I didn't know you were on it. I've been on earlier.
Yeah, I'm glad you checked. You know, again, last week's technical difficulties are the same technical difficulties of this week. I have no access to send out our show messages.
Oh.
Well. Yes. So that will be corrected next week. But I just, kind of gotten the technical issues out of the way. I can tell you the issues that I had on the board, but I'm sure the listeners won't care. But those were a whole nother story. Couldn't even create the show. It was really difficult, but got over it, and we're here. So we'll talk about that later. All right.
Oh, cool. Well, I just wanted to let you know you can't get rid of me. I'm coming on anyway.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you came in. So that is that would be my bad.
Thank you.
But yeah, I'm glad you're here. All right. So I know you must have missed most of the early news stories. And did you see the movie Get Out?
I did.
You did? Okay, so you
yeah.
just missed the story, I know. Yeah, okay, so one of the stories I did a little earlier was the story with, who is Allison Williams, the daughter of Lion Brian Williams from MSNBC.
Uh-huh.
Now, she was the lead in the movie Get Out, and she was, she came,
daughter.
Oh, yes. So she was on, I guess, Sunday night, the MTV Movie and TV Awards, and she and the co-star Lil Rel Howery, the guy who was the TSA guy in the movie, and they, how you do a little banter when you're giving out awards. She said they were giving out the award for Best Kiss, and so she said, "It's ironic that we're giving out the award for Best Kiss, but I didn't kiss you in the movie." And he kind of stepped away from her, and she said that I get that a lot now, meaning that her issue was they were trying to banter with her character. So she said she, I guess, she said that this keeps happening ever since the movie came out. And he just said, black dudes don't mess with you. So she said, what can she do to get the black community back at large kind of thing, right? So she had like three proposals. One was to make it illegal for people to ask black people, can I touch your hair? Didn't really go over well. Then the other was suggesting to replace George Washington's face on the Mount Rushmore with Denzel Washington's. Kind of got a little chuckle. And her third proposal said that she would try to bring Beyonce's Lemonade to Spoofy instead of on Jay-Z's title. And you know, people lit her up on social media. I mean, I don't even know where to begin with the stuff that they were saying, but it is her, it's a part of what the movie is on Get Out, right? So her privilege, right? Her privilege doesn't get her to get what title is, right? Owned by a black man, actually her husband. And it's not actually a compliment to Beyonce that they get it to put it on another platform that Europeans can get to because they have more people on there. You know, she just didn't get it. So anyway,
man.
It kind of plays to the movie a little bit.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Why was
that didn't play
legal?
Well.
Why won't they just leave us alone? I don't understand.
Yeah, you know what?
Like,
why do I care if you
want me to feel sorry for you now because of a role you played in a movie that depicted the truth?
Yeah.
So you want me to feel sorry for the fact that you're getting flack for having depicted the truth in a movie. But what about go ahead.
And she's living that. Which is more of the problem, right? Because she threw her in. I wouldn't even say she's being sensitive. We're not even being sensitive. In her being, in her privilege, she doesn't get it. And that, I was just telling a friend about this earlier, is that she was the perfect, I don't know who cast that movie, but they did a great job casting her. She is the poster child of privilege. And she shows it when she goes out and does stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, although you may say, oh, that's a movie, she shows that she is exactly what the problem is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And you know that movie had a budget of $4.5 million. It just surpassed $200 million worldwide.
Wow.
I mean, they made that movie with peanuts. So Jordan Peele is the first, well, he's now one of six directors with $200 million gross films. One of six. Do you know who the other ones are?
Terrible job. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They did a terrible job of what?
Promoting it. And it's still not to that.
Yeah. It's still in the movie.
Yep.
And they did it. I don't think they didn't. Again, if $4.5 million, like $10 billion is peanuts in Hollywood. So giving him $4.5 meant that they had no investment in it. So the movie is doing that great, and it still doesn't get any marketing. You would think, you know what happens when a movie goes out and it starts making that much money? The studio usually goes out and start promoting it. Go see Get Out. Here's the Critics' Choice. It's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes kind of thing. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? They start promoting it. They still won't promote this movie because I think they're still a little scared. It's really weird. But it is popular and scary at the same time. Now, okay, so he's now one of six black directors who had $200 million grossing films. So, okay, here's a little quiz for you, Kathleen. Name as many as you can of the six, or the other five. Who would you think would have $200 million grossing films?
Lee Lee Daniels?
No. I don't know what Lee Daniels' films are, but no.
Precious?
No. No, oh, gosh, that's not going to make $200
million. Tyler Perry?
No. He does. Tyler Perry averages about, you know, and I went and looked up his because as I looked up the, I knew who the directors were.
Oh, you want
so
one
I looked
film.
Up the film.
You want one film? Not combined. You just want one film.
No, yeah. These are one film. He has over $200 million. I think he averaged maybe around $30 million for films. Tyler Perry doesn't get really big budgets, but you figure his highest – Tyler Perry's highest grossing film, I want to say worldwide, because they don't usually play Tyler Perry's films internationally. When I looked at the international numbers, they were like zilch. You know, Why Did I Get Married and all of those. They do not –
uh-huh.
They don't ship those internationally. Although Lionsgate is a UK company from England.
Yeah, but
so,
I was thinking more than Madea movies because, you know, those
no.
were.
Yeah,
okay,
Madea goes to jail. It was the made the most money out of all the Madea movies.
Uh-huh. And what about
And I wouldn't
Boo?
Think that a Madea Boo actually made a lot of money. I think that was, if I can recall correctly, I think that was close to $60 million, if I'm remember correctly.
Oh.
But it did make
about
a lot
Baby
of money.
Boy. Baby Boy.
Baby Boy?
And what's the other
one? No.
Compton. Straight Outta Compton. Who did Straight
Okay,
who
there
did
you go.
You?
So, F. Gary Gray has two, Fate of the Furious, which is the new Fast and the Furious movie, and Straight Outta Compton. They're both over $200 million.
Hey! Woo!
Okay. All right. Now, the other one was Tim Story for Fantastic Four. John Singleton for Too Fast, Too Furious, another Fast and the Furious movie.
Well,
Clark
a baby
Johnson.
Boy,
yes, John Singleton.
Yeah.
Yes, but that
didn't
make
$200 million. I forgot his name, but I did call the movie.
You called the movie.
I called one of the movies for the director because you were like, who were the people? So yeah, okay.
Oh,
so anyway,
okay. Yeah, I was looking for the director.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So another one was Clark Johnson for SWAT. I don't even know who Clark Johnson is, but apparently he's black.
But SWAT was a fantastic movie.
You know, I don't remember SWAT. I don't think I watched it. I'll have to go back and watch
Jamie
SWAT.
Jamie Foxx. It was great. It was a
no,
great
no,
movie.
No. LL Cool J was in SWAT.
Oh,
based
Jamie
on a TV
Foxx
show, SWAT.
SWAT. Right. Jamie Foxx was in the one with in the plane. Upright.
Oh.
With the other. Wait.
I don't know what
you know
that
what
was. No. You said he was in the what?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay, now here's the. Okay, so we have one more left. $200 million gross, a black director. We know it wasn't Tyler Perry, and it wasn't. Who's the other guy? Who you just named?
John Singleton.
The guy who does Empire.
Oh.
It wasn't him.
Oh, Lee Daniels. Lee Daniels.
Yeah, it wasn't Lee Daniels. I'll give you a hint. It's going to be funny. He did a lot of movies that were. Okay,
that
he did
funny?
I'm Going to Get You, Sucker. Yeah.
Oh.
He did I'm Going to Get You, Sucker. Yes, Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Keenan Ivory Wayans. Yeah, buddy.
I know you're shocked, but.
I would not have guessed that, but yes, I'm Going to Get You, Sucker, man. Oh, man. We screamed and hollered and still scream and holler at that movie.
Oh, but that wasn't the movie, though. It was Scary Movie that made that money.
Really?
Because, you know he did the franchises. Like, he did the first two, and then one of the Zucker brothers did the rest of them. But, yeah, it was Keenan that started those franchises. Scary movie.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you
well,
know,
good.
I
glad you get that. That's great.
You glad he what?
I said no. I said I'm really happy. I didn't know that. Congratulations, the Wayne, Mr. Wayans. That's
oh yeah,
awesome.
To the Wayans. Yep. No, okay. You
don't
know,
have
and,
the applause on the. You don't have the applause on it on the technology.
No, you know I'm gonna have to put that back on the board. We're gonna have to get some applause, some applause for the Wayans. Is all of them. All of them gonna get credit for this one. I think he's the only one, except for Damien. The other Damien Wayans is a director too, but not Damien Wayans Jr. His sister named the child after Damien. So there's a couple of Damien Wayanses, but it's not Junior. It's the other one. He actually directs as well. Now, okay, now here's the thing. Do you remember the, for those of us in New York State, we all know the song. Know this commercial, Celino and Barnes.
Celino and Barnes.
You know, the injury attorney. Yes, 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 thou 888888. Yes. Celino.
It's funny because I listened to that. I heard it on the radio yesterday, and I instantly in my mind went back to when I was a kid, and I would get up and it would be a freezing cold winter morning, and my mother would have 10-10 winds on, and that commercial used to come on when I couldn't have been more than like 9, 10, 11 years old, whatever. I think I was even waiting for the school bus. And
They've been doing some marketing for a long time.
Listen, and they haven't changed the daggone song.
No. Yeah, it pretty much rings in all of our ears in New York State, apparently. Oh. Now, the Buffalo-based law firm, they are headed towards dissolving their relationship. Ross Celino is suing Stephen Barnes, looks like in Erie County, and they're about to break up. Not Celino and Barnes. Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
They're
are
now in the middle.
Are you kidding me? Really?
Where am I? What?
What happened? All the money that they must have.
I can't imagine. And who's going to get that number? And it's not going to sound right. It's just call Barnes Injury Attorneys or just be Celino. I'm going to have to reword this. I'm going to put that commercial on the board next show. You and I are going to work on new versions of that Celino and Barnes commercial. We're going to be like Kathleen
God.
Williams and Barnes Injury Attorney. We'll make you Injury Attorney. I'm sorry. That's just yeah, can't let me start being creative. Never mind. Okay. Now, researchers from the University of California found that schools that teach gardening offer healthier foods and send out informative nutritional newsletters. They have less obese students just from farming. If you work, get this, if you're working all day, of course you're going to be less, obese. You know, I remember saying this years ago when they started cutting back and saying kids don't need recess, they need to study. And I'm like, okay, kids' health is going to get crazy. Yeah. And now we're worried about childhood obesity. Remember that whole thing, we need to make them study for the test and blah, 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 blah. No? That's a problem.
Core competencies. Obesity 101.
Knowing that none of this stuff is actually helping. So, okay. Now, let's see. Now, there's another study that says that too much exercise causes a leaky gut and increases health risk. So, intense, I guess it's physiological stress can change the composition of the gut in your gut micro whatever, your bacteria in your gut is what a new U.S. study has found, and an imbalance in the gut are linked to diabetes, obesity, and some cancers is what they're saying. But, you know, I'm going to have to throw that out with the rest of those studies. Now, a Pennsylvania judge prompts outrage after he tells this 18-year-old boy to pay a symbolic fine of $1 for each time he groped this 15-year-old girl. And then he waived it all together. So Judge Lester Newhouse decided on a symbolic amount during a court hearing last week. The boy, who was under 18 at the time of the facts, had been convicted of harassment. But the defendant, who hasn't been named because he was under 18 when the harassment happened, had been found guilty of harassment and initially fined $300. But his appeal led to a new hearing during which the judge attempted to revise the sum. So during the appeal session, the boy attorney, Don Walters, acknowledged the boy had touched the victim, pointed out that the teen didn't have any money to pay his fine, and asked the judge to give him community service instead, which is kind of normal, right? So the judge agreed with the community service, suggesting that he asked the victim, how many times did he touch you? And the victim replied, I'm going to say about six times. So the judge responded and gave him a $6 fine. Upon hearing that suggestion, the district attorney said that it's highly inappropriate to tell a young girl that inappropriate touching is worth $1 at a time. And the judge kind of reprimanded him a little bit for saying that. But they were, like, discussing. It's like, how are you going to tell her that? Anyway, I don't know why I did so much of that story. But it just seemed kind of strange that he would actually say, for every time that he touched you, I'm going to fine you $1. But he did.
Okay, right. So I think we're going to have to add a segment to the Black or White show called Male or Female.
Oh. Yeah, who touched who?
Yeah.
We'll just do the victim and the... Yeah. The victim and the defendant, we'll find out who, male or female. You know what? We're going to have to start playing Black or White again because I did have another one. You know, there's an app that stops you from using your debit card while you're drunk. So this app was created by the consulting firm based in London from some research from, I guess, on behavior economics from Stanford and New York University. So apparently when people are drunk, they like to buy stuff. I don't know how the app can tell if you're drunk, though. It doesn't really say. But apparently that's
they
a
like
new
to
thing.
Buy stuff. They also like to drive. How about that? I don't care if you buy stuff. Just don't get behind the wheel. You have an app for that.
You can buy anything you want to. That seemed like a useless app. All right. Now, a Seattle cop is charged after taking $10,000 a month to guard a marijuana growing house for his brother-in-law's cartel, which drove drugs 3,000 miles from Washington to the East Coast. So he is serving as an officer in the Seattle Police Department and was detained as a part of a sting involving the FBI, Homeland Security, and the DA, as well as federal and local police forces. So I don't know how much you get paid as a policeman, but technically he got $10,000 a month for guarding marijuana. Alrighty.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Marijuana growing is not legal in the state of Washington, is it? I don't know how that goes. I'm not sure. I can't remember. I have to go look that up. What were you going to say, Kathleen?
Black or
white? Them. Oh, I know what that means. That means there's outro music coming. Because when we start to play black and white, you know it's getting late. All right. I was going to say, we know. Well, he got arrested, though. But I would say black and white because he got $10,000 for $10,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Oh, and by the way, in case you didn't hear, research in Germany said that smoking marijuana or cannabis will help you lose weight loss. Uh-oh. I didn't hear that. See, that happens when we go right over the time. It automatically just turns up the volume. All right. So on that note.
Well, sorry.
you know what were you gonna say?
I didn't hear the story because the music got so loud.
Oh, no. I was saying that for Alzheimer's patients, they're saying cannabis will help you with memory loss. So they're encouraging people to, you know, seniors, to try marijuana. It'll help your memory.
I thought it will help you with memory loss. It'll help you lose your memory.
Nope, they're saying the opposite. They're saying it will delay Alzheimer's. That, hey, I didn't make that up. I didn't say it. I'm just a messenger on this one.
Okay.
Don't call me the messenger. All right. No. All right. So next week I will make sure that my texting is set back up and your notifications will go out. I know we're missing some people who normally listen to the show, and I'm probably going to get yelled at, but you can listen to it in the archives at s3radio.socialstations.com, and I am going to post it. So hopefully I won't get yelled at too much on that note.
Okay.
All right.
I have something that wants to be a gift, so I'll hit you up and see when we can do a special show with a very interesting person who wants to be a guest with us.
Oh, cool. You know, we're always down to have a show, so we should do that. Let's make it happen.
All righty.
All righty.
Have a good week.
Okay, you too. See you again next week.